Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And as always, I would love to hear from you. So, hey, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also, maybe you don't want to pick up the phone. It's not your thing. A lot of people like text and whatnot. So if you go to smoothdrama.com, you can jump into our chat room. It's free. It's anonymous. You can be whoever you want to be, however you want to be, wherever you want to be. If you're feeling like you're a male chimpanzee, damn it, you can be that. So smoothdrama.com, jump in the chat room. I love to hear from you. If you social media, which most people do nowadays, you can get into the Facebook group by just asking to get in, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Bumpy Toenails, will add you into the Smooth Drama group. As well as anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can talk the taste on it, right? Speaking of talking the taste, it's still the apocalypse. Every time I think it's not the apocalypse, damn it, it just keeps popping up. The apocalypse forever. It's almost like that movie, The Forever Purge. It's like it's the forever apocalypse. So, what in the hell am I talking about? You may ask. Well, I'm reading in Georgia. Two dudes tried to holler at this woman at the gas station. She's like, nah, not interested. So, they kidnap her and put her in the trunk of the car and then release her later on the road at the gas station. Now, it's obvious. Most of these gas stations, when I say most, I'm talking about 99.999% of them in big cities have video. Does that stop them? Nah. I got to get my stupid in. Which is why it's the apocalypse, right? Because everybody get their stupid in during the apocalypse. So these dudes who just couldn't take a no for an answer. What? You know the whole no means no. Remember that was a thing? I want to inform folks that it never stopped being a thing. It will always be a thing. Just let it go. Just let it go. Anyway, these dudes. Woo. Going to jail for kidnapping just because she said no. Stuffing folks in trouble. I mean, and you know, we've seen how many stories. We've seen the policeman who got accosted. They tried to rob him at the gas station. So now you can't pump gas. If you tell the dude, nah, I ain't interested, I mean, he's going to stuff you in the trunk. Then once reality hits in, oh, man, what are we going to do with it? Just let her out, man, right here. It's just stupidity at its finest, right? It's because it's the apocalypse. I'm convinced that whatever stupid can happen, it's going to happen because it's the apocalypse. For example, if you've listened to me before, you know how I feel about records. I don't get it. I personally think that people who pursue Guinness Book of World Records didn't get enough hugs and still need those hugs and are dying for that affection. And maybe that's a social media thing too, right? I don't know. The British Abbey is seeking 1,897 vampires. A very specific number. It's weird. You just didn't want to round it up to 1,900. They said, nope, 1,897 to break a world record for most people in vampire costumes. Yeah, things I can't even make up. 1,897. Very specific number in vampire costumes to break world record, to celebrate the 125th anniversary of Bram Stoker's Dracula being published. Yay. Now, some people say, you know what, let them people be who they are. And I can't argue it, right? If you want to dress up as Dracula, cool. It's going to be 1,897 of us standing around in Dracula suits. Break a record for what? I'm just gonna leave that right there. I'm just, for some reason, I think it's very, very stupid. But obviously, people don't think these records are dumb because they keep trying to break them. So I'm guessing they said 1,897. Because the previous record was 1,896. Is that what we're doing? We trying to break records of people dressed up as fictitious characters to celebrate these fictitious characters. And as a creator of fictitious characters, I'm here for that. Except for I want to break the Guinness Book of World Records of celebrating that character. Would it be flattering? I don't know. I got mixed feelings. On one end, it'd be like, cool, people love my character that I created. On the other hand, I'm like, no words. I'm gonna move on because it's hell to me, right? And speaking of hell, did y'all know that hell was right here in America? Hell is literally right here in America, in Michigan. There's a town called Hell. And apparently, for $100, you can be the mayor of Hell for a day. Because I know that's what a lot of people have aspired to be. Like, you know what? Go to hell. You say go to hell. You can literally go to hell in Michigan. And if you was raised there, somebody asked you where you was raised, it'd be funny, right? But I was raised in hell. They're like, damn, your neighborhood was like that, son? Nah. Literally, I was raised in hell, Michigan. So does that make you think of Michigan differently? Because hell's there. I know it's just a Greek word for underground, but still. There's a place called Hell in Michigan. Just ponder that. Think on that for a second. It's kind of kooky. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And speaking of just a little bit, which is funny for no reason whatsoever, because I just want a little bit, we're going to go into the dumbass of the week. All right. I'm a basketball dude, so basketball stuff has consumed me since the beginning of March, when we had March Madness, and now I'm stuck up in basketball playoffs. Well, in the game between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Los Angeles Clippers, the play-in game, there was a woman protester who tried to glue herself to the court. Yeah, I said it. I'm going to repeat it. There was a protester who was protesting the mass killings of chickens. So she decided she was going to glue herself to the basketball floor. Now, I'm guessing she might have had some gorilla glue with her. Just a guess, she had that gorilla glue. It's dumb. She wore a t-shirt saying, "Glenn Taylor roasts animals alive." Because apparently in the Minnesota area, there is an avian flu outbreak. And so Minnesota Timberwolves owner Glenn Taylor owns an Iowa egg farm. And they killed the birds because there was an avian flu outbreak, right? But they're protesting how they killed them because they said that they suffocated them and said it was inhumane and against the state law. Mind you, they're protesting the killing, but they're saying, well, hey, the way you killed them, you suffocated them, they couldn't breathe, and so they died. Okay. Okay. So, I mean, for the birds, that I'm going to get killed. So would it have been better? They cut their heads off, snapped their necks. They have the avian flu, right? So you probably doesn't want to get that close. You suffocate them. But apparently killing, and I'm going to say, if I'm going to get killed, I really don't care how you kill me. I would want it quick, but as far as the bird goes, I got killed. So why would I care how I got killed? I mean, is it me? We're protesting justified killings because it was too inhumane. Okay. See, like I said, this is how you know it's the apocalypse. Because these are apocalyptic actions. I'm going to glue myself to the basketball court. It's not going to work. And I guess because we're talking about their cause. And I'm going to say her name. So just in case you're in the Minnesota area, and maybe you're dating her, whatnot, Alicia Santurio. She out here. Don't choke your chicken around her. might not work out for you. She might glue herself to your kitchen floor, then you just gonna have a grown person glued to your floor. What you gonna do about that, Hammer? Oh man, I would pay money to see her glued to the floor somewhere that was not my house or anywhere I'd have to like really pay attention. Just how do you glue yourself? It's like maybe you glue yourself before the game because glue needs to set. Anyway, I'm trying to make sense here, and I just need to go on break. So I'm going to do that. This is Radio Galaxy. Anunnaki.
together you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Radio Galaxy, Anunnaki. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. That's fire. And speaking of fire, I'm always trying to burn the house down with my conspiracy theories. I can't help it. Because I somehow think that you can make arguments for stuff based off of the empirical data that's already given to us, meaning stuff that has legitimately happened, has been reported to have happened, and it's still happening. For example, there's a COINTELPRO, right? COINTELPRO was a thing where they wanted to take down black nationalists, right? Then there was the MK Ultra experiment, which was the government experimenting with mind control altering drugs, substances. These are facts. They're not myths, urban legends. It's not the Loch Ness Monster that's supposed to be a whale penis or anything like that. No, this is real life stuff. They actually happen. There's documented cases. There's redacted FBI files. It's just reality. But here in the United States, we don't want to say reality because reality just don't make sense, right? So we will say it's critical race theory. You guys are teaching critical race theory because you're talking about the truth. You're being very, very critical about race. So the question would be there, what would you call talking about facts? Because, you know, if I said, well, it's the truth, and we know it's the truth, but people are mad at the truth, then does that make it critical conspiracy theory? Am I teaching critical conspiracy theories? And does that make me just a horrible person? Just a horrible person? I'm not race mongering. I'm conspiracy theory mongering. So that's not a thing yet, but everything's a thing now. So let's just make it a thing. For example, there's a drug, right? There's a drug called atrazine. Atrazine is used on crops such as sugarcane, corn, pineapples, sorghum, and macadamia nuts, and on evergreen tree farms and for evergreen forest regrowth. And it's also been used to keep weeds from growing on both highway and railroad rights of way. Now, atrazine has a lot of adverse effects on health, such as tumors, breast, ovarian and uterine cancers, as well as leukemia and lymphoma. It's also an endocrine disrupting chemical which interrupts your regular hormone function and causes birth defects, reproductive tumors, and weight loss in amphibians as well as humans. And another crazy part is, it's a pesticide, meaning it's something that's used regularly in our everyday life. And this pesticide can turn male frogs into females that are able to mate and successfully reproduce. I'm going to repeat that. I'm going to repeat it. Atrazine is a pesticide. And I just read all of the adverse effects. And I read that it's on sugar cane, corn, pineapples, macadamia nuts. Not nuts. Nuts. Things that are regularly consumed in our society. But it also can turn male frogs into females that are able to mate and successfully reproduce. Now, if it can cause sexual abnormalities in frogs, and it can also create hermaphrodism, which is male and female sex organs. But what's the weed killer? But what could it do with humans? Now, one could say, maybe, we've had a huge rise in males who feel like they're females. Now, I could be just talking outside of my neck. Right? Because how am I going to put atrazine, a drug that is used commercially in the United States, even though it's banned in the United States territories like Puerto Rico, Guam, Hawaii, but it's a pesticide that's used in the United States on your sugar, your corn, your pineapples. And it can feminize you. So, ladies, if you're affected by atrazine, you'll just feel extra feminine. You just wake up just feeling like the Chaka Khan song, "I'm Every Woman." Because you literally are getting that extra womanly feature. Allegedly. Exposure. Now, the fact that it can turn male frogs into females, and then you start looking at, it seems like every day somebody's coming out the closet. Or not that they were ever in, were people ever in the closet? Like literally you just sitting in your closet, like, "I'm not coming out because I'm a guy that likes guys." It's a weird comment, right? It's a weird phrase, coming out of the closet. Like you were in your closet on purpose, not to get clothes out of your closet, but because of my sexual orientation. It's weird how these phrases, they just make no sense whatsoever. Anyway, I digress. So, we have this pesticide, and you'll say the rise of femininity in men, in males in particular, where we say you see a lot of dudes, and it's a I would say the butt of a lot of jokes, but then that has sexual overtones. I don't know. So I'm saying that when you have a lot of people who say that they weren't born with female parts, but they feel like females. Would atrazine be a part of that effect? Is it a factor? Is it a variable in what we're talking about? I mean, the rise of breast cancers, tumors, ovarian cancer, and uterine cancers. Well, remember, it was a big deal when Johnson & Johnson was found in their baby powder that a lot of women were getting ovarian cancer. So would it be a big deal if atrazine was found to have that effect? Now, there'd be a lot of people who will say, well, that's not a negative. You know, you can't sit up here and make fun of people's genders, because that'll be the first thing they'll say that I'd be doing. And I would say, no, I'm not making fun of a gender. I'm saying, is this why we have a rise? Is it because this pesticide, this drug, makes you feel that way? Because those are the words that people use. And I'm like, if you're using those words, and we see this, right? We see this a lot. And then this is something that's used all the time. It's in Roundup. It's a weed killer. Used on corn crops. Obviously, we use corn a whole lot. Cornmeal, corn chips, just corn. Corn has a lot of uses. Sugar has a lot of uses. It makes that, hey, the pizza with pineapple on it gives it a whole different dimension, right? I don't know what sorghum is. I didn't bother looking it up. You know, macadamia nuts. It's a lot. Is it conspiracy theory? Am I talking out the side of my neck? Does that make no sense that you would have a rise in femininity in the male population? Yeah, I mean, because some people say, you know what? They're just getting in touch with their feminine side. They're just bringing balance to the force. Balance to the force. That's what they're doing. Yeah. My drug of the month, maybe the year, decade, this millennia, atrazine, turning frogs over. So now, when you eating them frog legs, I know some of y'all done already done it. I ain't shaking my head at you. I'm just saying, hey, how much of that atrazine have you ingested? And so I would ask that question to female listeners, right? You've eaten frog legs, or maybe you know, you had pineapple. Sugar. Do you feel extra feminine? Does that mean that people who have sweet tooths, ladies in particular, mean Is it the atrazine? Then you start talking about the men, where we have a lot of men who could borrow some women's bras. I mean, it's just an observation. A lot of men who can borrow some women's bra. They date a woman, and you know what? They both can wear the same bra. We've seen it. Is that a fact? I don't know. I'm just talking. And what does that have to do with the FBI, COINTELPRO, or MK Ultra? I mean, because we're always medicating, right? And so, here in America especially, people medicate all kinds of ways. I mean, the more famous ones, your crack, your marijuana, right? These are crops. And I'm guessing these are crops that have used pesticides. Just saying. People, comfort food, right? Comfort food. ADHD. Can't sit still. Self-medicating. Do these things, do they have a control mechanism? Because it's the food. It's in the food. It's in the water. Is it a control thing? Or is it just something that's haphazard? It just accidentally happens. Even though it's legal here in the United States, but not in the territories of the United States, which is weird. In general. So the one time we look out for the people that we've conquered, I mean, territories of the United States. I don't want these people to come after me because I'm critical conspiracy theory teaching. It's a bad look, right? Critical conspiracy theory, they just come get you. You know what? It's teaching
people to hate conspiracy theorists. Or non-conspiracy, these conspiracy theorists, they just want to make everything look bad.
Even though this is common knowledge. Well, maybe not common knowledge, but it's not anything that's hidden. It's not hidden at all. This is just straight up. Hey, you can just do a search, look at the ingredients on certain things. It gives all the products that have atrazine in it. And the side effects are legendary. The cancers, leukemia, lymphoma. And you have the added bonus. So let's say you do have frogs at the house. Introduce that atrazine and you can get more frogs. I mean, because we already know that amphibians can change sex, right? And just have them babies. So let's say you got that male and you want some more. Spray some Roundup in their cell, whatnot. Boom. Change their sex. You have a whole lot of frogs, snakes, whichever amphibian is your amphibian of choice. You can change their sex. I wonder if people have done that. I wonder, have those been secret experiments? Just wonder. Just a thought. I mean, because I think weird like that. allegedly. Atrazine, y'all. Smooth drama drug of the month. While we're there, we're going to go into that other drug, hate. It's the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Whew. David Bonola, 44 of Queens, was taken into custody on charges of murder, criminal tampering, and criminal possession of a weapon in the killing of Orsolia Gall. Apparently, they had had a relationship, an intimate relationship, for 2 years. He stabbed her 58 times. You know, they broke up, reunited, and he stabbed her 58 times, stuffed her body in the duffel bag, and just left it out. Her son's hockey bag. Saw alone security camera footage too. The apocalypse, y'all. Welcome to the apocalypse. 58 times. Nothing says love like 58 stabs to the neck, torso, arm, and hand. I'm going break on that note. Because I think sometimes when we talk about hate, folks are like, I mean, that's something normal. I would argue that stabbing somebody once on purpose is abnormal. I just don't see why you have to stab somebody. Just break up. But 58 times? Yeah. There's a mental disconnect. We'll just say that. And move on. And on that note, going on break here. This is Anderson .Paak, The Bird.
A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I love what's taking over me, could have fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it. I got my patience and I'm making it. I learned my lessons from the ancient books. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me, sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look the same, you know, for me. Couldn't take it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making it. I learned my lessons from the ancient books. I choose to follow what the greatest do. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had the plenty of calls. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. We sing the same song. We feel the same grief. We the same blood. You grew up in the home beside me. I always had a friend to call. How could I make it here without you? I pray I leave before you go. I heard what the word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I love what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to.
I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making it. I learned my lessons from the ancients. I choose to follow with the grace.
7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, you know, I was talking about drugs and my conspiracy theory on how maybe this is why these things happen. And I, for some strange reason, these things, they just compound, like compound fractions. They just compound on top of one another. So I just got a scientist. They found the mystery insect organ that they think is used for communication. I was like, whew. So, it's what they refer to it as timbal buckling, which is the movement of the sound-producing organs. And so it's combined with what they call oscillatory motions emanating from the abdomen that travel along plant surfaces. So, essentially, plants are like telephone lines for insects. And so, one insect will shoot out that signal, and another one will hear it with the help of their abdominal sternal plates. And from there, the vibration is transmitted to the chordotanal organs. I'm getting extra here. And they're responsible for perceiving said vibrations, thus completing the communication exchange. And this was published April 13th in Biology Letters. Interesting read, actually. Because then I start thinking about vibrational sequences. And so we're studying vibrational sequences in other species. And they say that there's a mystery organ. And so we just talked about frogs, right? Talk about frogs, amphibians, whatnot, and how there are drugs that can change you know, their sex. Now we're talking about how they communicate, right? Through plants. It's a communication exchange. So then I read further, and they said, this discovery is exciting for many reasons. First, it can be used as a sort of pest control method to keep certain insects that have the organ, including leafhoppers, from damaging native flora. So they're trying to interrupt these signals so you can slow the reproductive process of the more harmful insects. Yeah, and then they talk about it up in what they thought was communication between these groups of insects. Yeah. And so they thought that the insects picked up on the vibrational signals along the organs on their legs. But the reality was the insects create the signals that get picked up in their gut. Now, why is that important? You know how we say, I feel it in my gut? I'm going to repeat that. You know how we say, I feel it in my gut? I have a gut feeling. Coincides with, hey, we just found a mystery insect organ that they think is used for communication. So, when we feel things in our gut, is that gut-to-gut communication that we're feeling, that vibrational frequency, that's a communication that we just don't understand that we have. If you're walking with me, right? And so, when you say scientists are trying to see how they can disrupt these signals, it's basically saying scientists want to disrupt your gut feelings. Now, we're talking about insects, right? Maybe. But that feeling in your gut that you have, that these insects have. We're not insects, obviously. But I'm saying, if insects have an unknown communication sequence, maybe we humans do too. And so if you can interrupt these insects, maybe you can interrupt these humans. Pest control, right? I'm just talking though, because once again, that conspiracy theory, right? Critical conspiracy theory. For example, we talk about things that are detrimental. I always got to go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right, so I was reading that there was a thing where a black kid, he stole something, 8-year-old, and there was an outrage after the police detained him over stolen chips. And I was like, oh man, they accused this kid of stealing chips and put them in the car. And I was, oh, that's messed up. Right? I'm sensitive to that. I didn't come to find out. And it was a big deal because it was in New York. And onlookers was like, hey, I'll pay for it. You know, the cop says he's stealing stuff. And, you know, people are like, oh, he looks like a baby to me. And one man's like, I'll pay for it. Leave him alone. But then I found out he wasn't put in handcuffs. No charges were filed. But he actually was stealing the chips. And so the father found out that he was stealing the chips, but is going to file an incident report anyway. So my question is, so we don't punish kids for doing the wrong thing now? And then you wonder what happens 10 years from now when he's like, you know what? I mean, because he was crying because he got caught stealing. Doesn't matter. He looks like a baby. You, when they're doing something wrong, you stop them. You stop them. Hey, that's wrong. And, you know, you don't want to feel that way again. Don't do that. We don't say, I'll pay for it because he's stealing. I'm enabling him to steal. Like, oh, well, if I cry, shit, they gonna pay my freight. If I cry hard enough, my daddy's going to be like, no, these police, they can't be putting my baby in the police car because he stole something. He stole something. I mean, stole something. He's guilty. He didn't get shot. He didn't get beat. He got caught. So it's we protesting arresting people that are guilty. Now, that's what we doing. Now, maybe folks don't see how that's an issue. Till 10 years from now, and he's cracking you upside the head, or your auntie, or your grandma, or whoever, then it becomes an issue, breaking in your house. Because at 8 years old, y'all thought he shouldn't have got in trouble for stealing them Doritos. Just saying, that's an issue. When we're protecting, instead of making it a teachable moment, we're making it a teachable moment, but we're teaching him how to be a career criminal, which is exactly what the system wants. But we're going to fight that. We're going to fight that. And we're going to make him out to be the victim. I don't know. I think we need to rethink those priorities and what's important. Because if not, we're going to get a lot of that. And that's not a good thing. Think it over, y'all. Punish them when they're young. Get cracked upside the head when they get older. And on that note, I'm Mr. FN Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue to chat, go to smoothdrama.com. If not, I'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
Smooth Drama.